Arkansas's Chad Morris will be next. The Hogs will host Auburn on Saturday at 11 o'clock Central, kickoff on SEC Network. To ask a question for Coach Morris, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. Coach, while we wait on any questions, if you could take a minute to comment on your team as you enter the game versus Auburn.
Well, as I've said this week, you know, disappointed that, you know, we keep putting ourselves in position to win games at the end, 20 yards away, and just unable to find a way to win games like that. And we got to be able to do that. But we're back in here on Sunday. We've had a really good work week. Excited to get back in our home stadium, back in front of our home fans. We've got a lot of things going on this weekend. A lot of recruits on campus, honoring Darren McFadden and his Hall of Fame for induction. And then obviously honoring the 1969 and 1989 team. So a lot of things going on. Just excited to get back in our home stadium.
First up, we have Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Good morning, Chad. Could you update us a little bit on what the quarterbacks have looked like in practice this week? And if there's a possibility, because it seems that the backups have come in and performed a little better, that you could do some rotating.
Yeah, you know, Tom, everything's a possibility at this point. And, you know, that's I think that they both came out. And I know yesterday was a really competitive day on not just offense. It was defense. It was one of our better days that we've had. So it was great to see the energy level with our players. And then just staying through the process. I think our quarterback that we've got going on right now and practice has been very healthy. And yes, I would be open to the guy that if something, whoever we play and start, if it doesn't go as planned, to be able to bring the other guy off the bench. I think they both have proven that they're in a comfort level to do that.
Okay. And last year's game against Auburn, I think you held them to in the low 200s in total yardage. What worked well for you in that game? And is there anything that could apply to, you know, to this season's game as well?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that we did a really good job of is limiting the big plays. And that really stood out after watching the film. The second thing is we tackled well. We had a great great plan of getting them off the field on third down. And we got to do a great job of that. They got incredible amount of speed all over the field. They got depth. And so we're going to have to do a really, really sound job of getting the line correctly defensively. You know, I know Gus and the different shifts and movements and that he likes to do. It's we've got to make sure that we're assignment sound and aligned correctly.
Thank you.
Next is Steve Moulton, WZZN.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Gus Malzahn said earlier in his press conference earlier this week how often you two communicate and talk throughout the week. So how well do you know Coach Malzahn, Coach?
Well, I know Coach and you know, Christy, my wife, really good friends, one of my better friends. So he and I go way back to the early 2000s.
And I know he mentioned about former high school coaches. There just seems to be some kind of kinship for high school coaches that have made very good on the college level and up to the Power 5 level now on the coach and on the collegiate level.
Yeah, I mean, when he and I originally met, he was coaching high school ball, and so was I. And then from that point, just the talks, the aspirations, the sharing ideas started and continued and continued every year. I think it just, you know, one thing that Gus kind of led the charge for high school coaches getting into the college program. I wouldn't be in college coaching had it not been for Gus. And, you know, Gus recommended me to Todd Graham when he left Tulsa to go to Auburn. And so there's a lot of connections that go really deep in this, and it started back when we were high school coaches.
Thank you, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Next, we'll go to Nate Allen.
Chad, just kind of what's is the status for Rakeem Boyd and Colton Jackson and Joe Fouché for this week?
All three will play. They were out at practice yesterday. Colton was in a regular jersey. The other two were in green jerseys. I anticipate those transitioning over to the regular color jerseys this week, but they'll both be ready to go Saturday.
And also, just what kind of similar problems does Bo Nix present as a running quarterback to what you faced from Bowden last week?
Well, I think from Bo's standpoint to Bowden, you know, there's a lot more window dressing, a lot more different presentations with Bo's run game. A lot of that is by design with the scheme that Coach Malzahn runs. And so you got to, again, as I mentioned earlier, you got to be assignment sound and got to get yourself aligned. That's going to be the most critical thing this week is making sure we're aligned correctly. You know, different in running styles, but very much effective.
Thank you.
We have another from Steve Moulton.
I wanted to ask about Derrick Brown and really that Auburn front seven of what you've seen on tape through the first six games from that front seven for Auburn, Coach.
Well, you know, when you turn it on and you watch the entire defense and you watch the speed that they have and the depth that they have, it's extremely impressive. I mean, I've played against a lot of really, really talented defenses, and this would definitely rank up there with one of those. If not one of the better ones. I think it starts with their defensive line. I worked with Kevin Steele at Clemson and obviously know the quality and caliber of coach that he is and how he gets his kids to play hard. But it starts with that defensive line. And when you start looking at Derrick Brown, I don't know if I've seen a better guy that plays as hard for so long. He's very impressive to watch. But he's got a great career ahead of him. But it doesn't stop with him. You know, Tyrone, Marlon, Big Cat. I mean, it goes on and on. And the guys behind them, Nick Cole is very productive when he gets on the field. So a lot of depth. You know, Coinus Miller is another one that's always around the ball. And you know, that's one of the things that in this league that you understand is this is a line of scrimmage league. And they definitely have the depth there in their D-line to cause a lot of problems.
Well, we've been talking a lot in this state about Bo Nix and a freshman quarterback, and everybody certainly had a thought or two after the Florida game. What did Florida do to affect Bo for those turnovers in that game, Coach?
Well, I think, again, I go back to being a line of scrimmage league and, you know, Florida's defensive front was definitely disruptive at times and you know, put pressure, hurried throws. So that was one of the biggest things behind it. And then they played some really good coverage behind it. And you know, that you know, you give Florida credit for the way they played. And I know there's a few throws in there that Bo wished he would have had back, that he had some guys open and he had to get the ball there a little quicker. But, you know, Bo's a phenomenal talent. We knew him when he was in high school. We watched him and followed him, he's done a great job this year of playing within the system for what Coach Malzahn's asking him to do.
Thank you, Coach.
Uh huh.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.